All right. Welcome to episode 10 of season 2.
New intro.
With the new intro here. How you like that, Kyle? I literally just put that together in like 5 minutes.
Need to put a part of the actual music. It was hard to hear at first. I was trying to tell what it was.
I probably do need to turn down the music. Okay. I'll take that then. Lower the music next time.
It wasn't good with it.
I just came up. I was like, I got to do something now. Now that we're in episode 10, I think I just got to do this each season. By episode 10, I got to create one of those. Because next season, it'll just be old stuff.
We're basically a quarter of the way through the season.
We're getting there. 42 episodes. 10, we're at 10 right now. So, yeah. We're right there, right at the precipice of...
Just flying through.
Yeah. And I'm just so far behind right now after the scores.
So far.
Not great.
So far. He almost had it this week.
almost had it. Try to force Kyle to go on a bye week for our competition.
He needs to come back.
just so I can catch up.
I'll pick bums this week.
All right, so with this week, we are going to go over our top five again. Going to go into some MLB postseason action, do our stuff. Look forward to some top five, get into gambling, and then bring it on home. I went 2-for-3 this week. Not great. Starting off with the Oregon loss, not great for me. Yeah. Indiana really took it to Oregon, 30-20. I thought Oregon would have at least put up a better game than that, but I was just shell shocked.
I was surprised. Indiana's for real. They're for real.
And then obviously I picked the wrong team to win this game, but they won the game. Those guys beat Illinois 34-16. So we'll give them that. That's fine. It's cool. And then I picked wrong again. For the Lions-Chiefs game, Chiefs won 30-17. I'm sad. I'm not happy today.
No.
All of a sudden, Alex gets quiet. And all of a sudden, Alex gets quiet.
All of Michigan, it was not a good day.
No, it was not a good weekend because you topped that off with also the Mariners being the Tigers 3-2 in the series. But I picked the Mariners to win. So I guess I'll take the second win of my two wins that I have. Like, they're just the wrong teams in both matchups that I don't like. So anyways, Dodgers-Phillies, I picked the Phillies to win this series. I totally chose wrong. Dodgers almost sweep the Phillies, but Phillies got one game out of the series at least. So, yeah, there's that.
It's true. So there is that now.
That's my 2-3 record there for the week.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I ended up going. Actually, I had a good week. I went 4-1.
Hey.
Because my only loss was the Indiana Oregon game. I did not think Indiana was that. I thought they were okay. They were a good team, but I didn't think they were that good to go into Eugene and beat Oregon on the road. So that was my only loss. The other ones I had Michigan and USC. I picked USC for that one, and Michigan did not show up whatsoever, so it was an easy pick for USC. I had Ohio State in the Illinois game, and I picked Ohio State for that win, and they dominantly won that game.
Nope.
I had number 8 Alabama against number 14 Missouri, and I chose the road team Alabama, and they ended up winning that game.
That was a very good game.
And then my last one I had, it was a very good game. And then my last game I had the Lions and the Chiefs, and I picked the Chiefs. So, yep, 4-1. It wasn't a good day for Michigan fans all around. You got Tigers losing, Michigan losing, Michigan State losing, Detroit Lions losing. All of them.
The Red Wings are off to – hey, they're up 2-0. I missed the goal. Hey, look at that.
When we started, it was 1-0.
Don't worry, guys. We're probably going to be distracted this whole broadcast because, there's another game going right now. Red Wings are up 2-0.
It's to my back. It's to my back, so I can't even see it.
I can just turn to my left and look.
Yeah, it looks awkward.
So actual top five games of the week. I've got that Alabama-Missouri game being number one on my list. Oh,
Toronto just scored. Check that. Breaking news. Toronto just scored also.
Wow, I'm behind you. I haven't seen it yet. Still haven't seen it yet.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Still haven't seen it yet.
Well, that's about to happen. It's about to happen for you.
It's about to happen, Alex. There it is.
Yeah, it's about to happen.
There it is.
There it is.
There it is.
Now it's happened.
Now it's happened.
Back to the show.
Back to the show. Anyways, so Alabama, Missouri. That 27-24 game, I believe that belongs at number one for top five games. I'm giving player of the game to Ty Simpson, 200 passing yards, 3 passing touchdowns. I mean, kid went off. Yep,
it was a good game. No one was really a bit like up big the whole game. It was kind of just like a back and forth style type game where, you know, like the biggest lead might have been 10, but I think it was only like 7. So I know Missouri's up a little bit at one point. Then Alabama came back, and then Missouri came back, and then Alabama took the lead.
Yeah, it was a very back and forth game. It was.
Yep. And I gave it to Ty Simpson as well. He had a good, solid game. He's looked very good since that first game against Florida State.
Nice. Coming in at number two for me is the number four Ole Miss game against Washington State.
It wasn't a game.
Ole Miss won 24-21. Given player of the game to Trinidad Chambliss, 253 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns. I mean, like...
Yeah, it was a good game. He had a good game. It was a good. It was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
That was like, probably a little too tight for Ole Miss's comfort, and it kind of showed you how good Washington State can be and how hard it is to go out west and win.
It's true.
Pittsburgh, Florida State. I believe this goes into number three. Pittsburgh. Somewhat upsetting another, Florida State.
I guess upset, so I guess you call that an upset.
You can still call it because it's unranked versus a ranked. And obviously Florida State had high hopes this season, at the beginning of the season, to make it into the college football playoff. That's probably not going to happen now, especially after this loss again, like their second loss in the ACC.
They'd have to win out and win the ACC to make it into the playoffs now.
Yep. Given player of the game to Ja'Kyron Turner. 78 all-purpose yards, 2 rushing touchdowns.
Solid game.
Yeah, he's
got in the end zone twice.
He's the running back, I believe. So, and then coming in at number four, hockey, Kyle. The very first hockey game to kick off the NHL season. I'm putting that at number four. Panthers, Blackhawks, 3-2. It's everything you wanted in a hockey game. Giving player of the game to AJ Greer with 1 goal and 1 fight.
One fight. He got one goal fight. And a fight.
We had a goal. We had a fight. We had assists. It was everything you wanted in the first game of NHL being back.
I was going to say, it was exciting. It definitely was a good game for hockey. It was a fun, entertaining first game.
Yes. Because that was the thing, too. It's like it's 3-2, and the Blackhawks weren't out of it like the whole game. They were right there like almost the whole time. So it could have easily gone the other way. Like I was starting to sweat my bed a little bit. But obviously, that's not the team that lost me my parlay on that day.
Nope. Unfortunately.
And then at number five, I've got game five. Yeah, I put that game there. It's 15 innings.
I got it in there too.
It's got to go in there.
It was a great game.
It was back and forth, and yes,
Tigers couldn't hit.
I'm giving a player of the game to a losing player, but I gotta say goodbye, man. If this is the last time I see him,
Gotta
give it to Tariq.
I wouldn't even have given it to Scuba. I would have given it to Kerry Carpenter instead.
6 innings pitched, 13 Ks, man. Like 13 outs in 6 innings.
If you didn't have Kerry Carpenter in your lineup, you guys got shut out.
Only got
1 hit or 2 hits or something like that. It was not even a game if it wasn't for Kerry Carpenter in the game.
No, you are definitely right about that. And I think we took Scuba out a little too early.
I did too. I was surprised when you guys took him out. I was like, I would have left him in until he gave up a base runner at that when they took him out, because it was only the seventh inning. Yeah, he was at like 98 pitches, but
And yeah,
this is like the last game.
He only gave up a home run. Like, I mean, shit.
Yeah, this is the last game. Pitch until you can't use him anymore.
Yep.
Nope, I had that one in there too. I gave it the player of the game just to the Mariners pitching staff altogether because it's, I mean, they pitched 15 innings. They gave up 2 earned runs, and it was just on one swing from Kerry Carpenter. So other than that one swing, they didn't give up any runs in 15 innings. And then they struck out 17 of the Tigers. So they had an outstanding postseason, especially game 5. My other three, I had the Indiana-Oregon game also.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about it. The Indiana goes and upsets Oregon 30-20. Big win for Indiana. I think the rankings are out now. I think they jumped into the top 5. I think they're like 4 or 3 now. Player of the game for that will be the superstar receiver for them, Elijah Surratt. I think he's one of the top 3 receivers in the country right now. He had another 8 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown. So he's been balling out, probably going for that Biletnikoff Award at the end of the year. My other one I have was one, basically two teams we kind of don't talk about besides maybe the opening weekend of football. I had a 22 Iowa State getting upset by the unranked Colorado Buffs 24-17. Yep, it was a good game, back and forth, and then got another upset right in there. Player of the game will be Colorado's quarterback, Caden Salter. He went 16 for 25 with 255 yards, 2 touchdowns, and added on 57 rushing yards as well. It was a good win for Colorado. They've struggled this year. I mean, their whole team kind of had to rebuild after losing their 2 superstars, or like I think 3 or 4 other players left too. But it was a good upset win for them, and didn't really see Iowa State going in to lose this one. My last game I had was yesterday's game, Panthers and Cowboys. I had to put some NFL in here. Yeah. So,
yeah, that was a very good game.
That was actually a really good game. It was a back-and-forth game. It was like 3-0, then 3-3, then 10-3, then I think it was like 17-3. And then Carolina came back and tied it like 17-17. Then it was like 20-17. It just went back and forth until Panthers finally got the game-winning field goal at the end. And then, yeah, you have to give it to the back-to-back weeks for their running back, Rico Dowdle. He is just balling out for the Panthers right now. He had 183 rushing yards and 56 receiving yards and 1 touchdown. So, dude, it's going to be hard to take him out of lineup if he keeps playing like that.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, he's going off for them, and he's basically putting the team on his back at this point. My honorable mention, Kyle, is the number 12 Tennessee game against Arkansas. Tennessee wins 34-31. Very close game, like, the whole way. And obviously Tennessee wins by a field goal. So giving the player of the game to Deshaun Bishop, 146 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown for Tennessee.
Oh, it was a good game. I chose the Chargers and Dolphins. Chargers beat the Dolphins 29-27 on another, I think it was back-to-back weeks for the Chargers on a last-second field goal by Cam Dicker to win the game. Could have gone anywhere on this one. I kind of want to give it to the backup running back because he also had a really good game for a backup. Kamani Vidal, he had 18 carries for 124 yards and then added 3 catches for 14 yards and a touchdown. So for second, I think this is his second year in the NFL, but basically a backup, first game starting. He balled out, so hats off to him on that one.
Nice. All right, upset of the week. Mine didn't hit, unfortunately. I chose Florida to beat Texas A&M to pull off the Texas two-step, but they couldn't learn how to dance. So Texas A&M wins 34-17. Actual upset, Kyle, I've got USC.
Same with mine, I already know.
Beating number 15,
no way. Michigan. Yes. That's not the upset of the week. That's not the upset of the week.
Sorry, it made me upset, so it's the actual upset.
Yeah, it made you upset, but that was not – let's be honest. That was not the upset.
It can't be the upset of the week if one team was favored.
If the other team – the team that won was favored, it's not an upset.
No,
really.
It's the actual upset because it made me upset, okay?
So yeah.
I'm giving player of the game to King Miller. 158 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown.
Third string running back just running all over. Michigan just didn't show up.
That's why he gets player of the game, third string. Just going all over you guys. What the heck is this? I'm giving player of the game to a third string guy, guys. What is going on here?
Yeah, it was not a good-looking game. It was just purely out-coached, outclassed, outplayed. The players didn't come to play, and the coaches didn't know what they were doing, so – moving on from that one. So my upset of the week, I had picked Texas over Oklahoma, and at first it was kind of like what I just said. It wasn't really technically supposed to be an upset because Texas was favored. But if you looked at the lines on Friday, when Mateer was announced that he was going to play, it actually swapped to Oklahoma was favored to win this game. So my pick still holds because I picked Texas to upset them, and they did. So Texas beating Oklahoma. But let's get to the real upset of the week. The real upset of the week caused the coach to be fired this weekend. So that would be Northwestern beating Penn State 22-21 at Penn State. Insane game. That's crazy. That's three straight losses, I think, for Penn State now. So yep.
Three straight losses for Penn State.
And then Franklin, for sure. And he's gone. And
bye-bye, Franklin.
Gone. Franklin's gone. He's all gone.
Franklin's all gone.
And comes Urban Meyer now.
Probably not. In their dreams.
You never know. You never know.
You never know, but I don't think that dude wants to coach again.
He will
I think
point.
He's fine on Fox. He's having fun. Though Dave Portnoy might scare him away.
Go to all Penn State next.
Anyways, moving on to entertainment now. MLB postseason is currently underway. Still, we are into the ALCS and NLCS. I have a very broken bracket now, looking at my bracket here.
Am I just done?
So, we're just going to go with the teams that are going on right now, Kyle. Who you got? Who you got? AL.
Oh, ALCS. I didn't like the Blue Jays lost game one of the Mariners, so I still want to stick with them because I think they're just a better team than the Mariners, so we'll just stick with the Blue Jays. And I got to stick with the Dodgers, but I think Dodgers are just a better team. They're loaded, so I'm going to go Dodgers over Brewers, and now Dodgers to go back-to-back.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go a totally opposite way of you, Kyle. I believe the Mariners come back, and I'm taking the Mariners, and I'm taking the Brewers over the Dodgers. Give me two teams. Two teams that haven't won the title yet. Give me the Brewers, Mariners, and to win it all. I'm sorry, Seattle, but Milwaukee's just crazy good.
Yeah, if it's Milwaukee and Seattle, I would take Milwaukee in that one. I would take Milwaukee over Toronto. I don't think Milwaukee's going to get past Dodgers.
Yeah, it's going to be very hard for them to do that. I think this series will be
team.
This pretty much leads right into our top five games of the week. This is number five. This series right here is number five on top five games to watch, because I swear there's probably going to be two games that could easily end up in the top five next week or
I'm sure
on Monday. Like
it's just going to be a good series. It's going to be a good series.
Like that's top five. Like so moving on into the top five games of the week after making our very quick picks, I've got Ole Miss Georgia, Alabama same. Tennessee, USC, Notre Dame.
Got them.
Okay.
So we have those three as the same.
Eagles at Vikings, and then, like we just said, Brewers versus Dodgers. Those are my top five games to watch this week.
My other two, so I had the same three that you had that you started with, but I stuck with football. So I went also number 23 ranked Utah playing number 50 ranked BYU in the Mormon Bowl, basically. Okay. So
the Mormon Bowl.
The Mormon Bowl going on this weekend. So we'll see about that one. And then I had to throw an NFL game in. There wasn't really any big NFL games this weekend. So the one that I did like, it was kind of like the two surprising teams this year so far. So it's the Colts versus Chargers. I think that game will be actually a really good game. And it's two teams.
I was looking at that one too. I didn't know which way I wanted to go, but I kind of wanted to go with the Eagles Vikings just because the Vikings are in the same NFC North. Yep.
Same.
Kind of thing. So I'm a bit biased. Sorry.
That's fair. I feel like the Colts Chargers might be the best overall quality matchup game of the week just because of how they've played so far this year. So those are my five. For my gut predictions. All right. So we'll just go we can just take our turn because the first three we have the same team. So
probably
at Number 5 ranked Ole Miss versus number 9 ranked Georgia, and this is at Georgia, so I'm going to take Georgia, even though they got away with a lucky win this past weekend against Auburn. Shouldn't have won. Refs bailed them out, but so we both got Georgia.
Yep.
I think we'll probably differ here because next game is the number 11th ranked Tennessee Volunteers going into Tuscaloosa to play the number 6 Alabama ranked team, and I am taking Tennessee. I'm taking the number 11th ranked Tennessee.
I like that. Yep. But I think Bama can overcome. On the road. Yeah, I think Bama can get on the road and overcome that Tennessee, you know, loud noise and beat them.
It's at Alabama.
Oh wait, what? Oh,
it's at Alabama. I'm picking Tennessee to go into Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama.
No.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. I don't think Alabama's as good as advertised. They keep playing mediocre teams and barely beating them. So Tennessee's actually probably arguably the best team they've played this year, besides Georgia. I don't really think Georgia's that good this year. They're a good team. So between Georgia and Tennessee, I think these are their two biggest matchups. So, yeah, I think Tennessee has more to lose. I mean, I don't know. Alabama does have a lot to lose also. But, yeah, I don't know. I just have a feeling that Tennessee can go in there and beat them. Do I think it actually will happen? Probably not. But I do think it could. So I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
So you got Alabama. I got Tennessee. Now we got the big rivalry this weekend with number 20 USC going into South Bend to play 13th ranked Notre Dame. I am sticking with the hot hand, and I am keeping with 20 USC. USC goes on the road and beats Notre Dame and South Bend just because Notre Dame has not beaten a good team yet this year. Every team they have played that's a decently ranked team, they have lost. So I think USC might be one of the better teams they've played this year to begin with. So I got to stick with USC.
For me, this is Notre Dame's, you know, if they lose this game, they're not making it to the college football playoff. Like that.
Oh no, it's over.
It's over for them. So this is a must-win game for them. I think that they keep that home field advantage and they win the game. They find a way to win. And I'm taking Notre Dame.
It's fair. You can say the same thing with USC. USC needs this win too. If they can win, if they can go into South Bend and beat Notre Dame, they can make the playoffs if they just went out now.
For sure.
My next game, I had the Mormon Bowl. I had the 23-ranked Utah Utes versus 15th-ranked BYU Cougars. This is kind of toss-up. I don't think Utah's as good as we all thought they were going to be this year. BYU's actually pretty decent. So I'm going to stick with BYU at home to take out the Utah Utes.
Nice. Okay. And then your final?
My final one, I had Colts and Chargers. I like the way the Chargers are playing this year, so I'm sticking with Harbaugh and the Chargers. I think they're going to take that division. That was my bold prediction this year was Chargers would take that division. So I'm going to stick with Chargers beating the Colts is my gut prediction on that one.
Nice. I like that. With my one NFL, I've got Eagles at Vikings. I believe the Vikings will pull off a win against the Eagles. I think they can take a good home field advantage and just – find a way to win against the Eagles. So, and then obviously Brewers Dodgers series, and I've got the Brewers to win. All right, upset prediction of the week.
Ooh, upset pick. So I could have gone either way since on my gut predictions I had two upsets. So I'm gonna go with the one I think that is more logically gonna happen or could happen.
Yep.
I think USC upsetting Notre Dame will be a more plausible outcome than Tennessee over Alabama, even though I still think Tennessee could beat them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick my upset pick this week will be 20 ranked USC over 13th ranked Notre Dame.
Okay. I've got for my upset pick of the week, Kyle, I've got South Carolina.
I liked it.
Over
I was about to take that
number
one
14
too.
Oklahoma at home.
I was thinking about taking that. Yep.
So
I like that pick.
Oklahoma's not been playing very good football this season, and South Carolina is trying to find a way to turn things around in their season.
They play good in Columbia. They play good at home.
They play very good at home. All right. Now,
Kyle's favorite part of the segment.
Kyle's favorite part of the segment.
Alex dreads it every week.
He's just trying to put points on the board. He's just trying.
He was almost there. He was almost there this week.
All right.
It wasn't for Rico Dowdle.
Since Kyle can't take a freaking bye week to let Alex catch up. But anyways, I'm actually happy to see this, Kyle. You've actually used a pass keeper this time. Look at you go. To where I've had to use a pass keeper.
Actually,
I've got three on my board. You now have one. So
yep, Darnold was a pass keeper.
Maybe
finally.
In the long run that might help me out. I don't know. Let's see how this dices out. Really, all right.
Well, it doesn't really affect us either way.
Well, they were keepers. At the end of the day, it gives you more to choose from later on in the season rather than more eliminated on your.
Yeah,
board.
That's true. It's true because it lets you save a quarterback. You're yep. right.
So, because like, if you look at my board compared to yours, I have like literally four quarterbacks, and you have five now.
Five.
Yeah. So.
You have so many more.
You have so many more. I mean, you haven't yet. Yeah, you've had to use them up, man. I'm sorry. Yeah. It happens.
Mean, you're right. Yeah. I mean, I've only had to use one of the top guys.
Yeah. So, anyways, Jackson Dart outscores Justin Herbert with 25.6 points. Ashton Jeanty for my running back outscores J.K. Dobbins with 15.6 points. A.J. Brown at the wide receiver one outscores Calvin Ridley with 11 points. Ladd McConkey being my future keeper outscores Puka Nacua at wide receiver number two with 19.5 points. At the tight end, Tucker Kraft Mac and Cheese outscores Mark Andrews with 11.3 points. In the flex, Romeo Dow outscores Travis Etienne with 8 points. Defense and special teams, Denver completely outscoring Philadelphia with 13 points. Philadelphia got nothing. Philadelphia
killed me.
Didn't do anything.
That game killed my hopes and dreams on my fantasy team because I have Justin Fields who gives me a whopping 4 points.
Sorry.
That was fantastic.
And then Cameron Dicker, the kicker, outscores Tyler Loop with 17 points.
Yeah, I got you a bunch. So for my team, my pass keeper outscored Jordan Love with 24 points, and that was Sam Darnold. My running backs, I had Omarion Hampton and Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle put up 31.9 points, and he is now my new keeper again for next week. At wide receiver, I can't even read it because it's yellow. Matthew Golden over Emeka Egbuka for 11.7 points. And then my other wide receiver, I had Stephon Diggs over Michael Pittman for 4.3 points. Well, not really a tough choice. They both did terrible. At tight end, I had Tyler Warren over Jake Ferguson, and that was with 15.3 points. At my flex position, I had Jameson Williams outdoing Kenneth Walker with 15.6 points. For my defense, I had the Pittsburgh Steelers over Green Bay, and they got me 10 points. And then my kicker, I had Daniel Carlson over Jake Bates, who got me 10 points as well. And that got me to a total of 122.8, which beat Alex by 1.8 points.
1.8 points. 1.8. Lord. Dang it. Just when I thought.
You were so close.
I was so close. So close. So close yet so far away. All right, we're clearing the board now, getting it all ready for...
Goodbye, Sam Darnold forever.
Goodbye, Sam Darnold forever.
You've done your job for me.
Oh, all right. This is about to be so fun.
So fun. All right, what's the bye week, or what's the Monday night games this week?
No Lions, no Buccaneers. I didn't even have to look.
I took a lot of lines already, so.
I didn't even have to look.
You already knew it.
Well, that's the thing. We have plans for the game, because obviously good friends with Blaze. Blaze does listen every now and then to this podcast. We will be doing a... little watch party over at his place because he's a Buccaneers fan. So, yeah.
Okay. Little watch party on Monday night.
All right. Heads or tails?
Let's go with heads this time.
Okay. It is heads.
Hey. And we're going to get a big name off the board early again.
We're gonna have Taco Corpse, EBDB against
EBDBDBBs.
Nibhigh football.
Nibhigh football rules.
Where Nibhigh is keeping a running back and Taco Corpse EBDBBB is
keeping a wide receiver.
Keeping a wide receiver. Hey now.
So at quarterback, let me see actually before I choose that one. Yeah, we'll go with him. At quarterback, we're going to go with Jaden Daniels. I like him this week. Dallas.
Love it. Whoa. Hold on. It wasn't typing. Give me a second. Say it again.
Jaden Daniels, Washington.
Very nice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. For my QB, I'm going to take the one, the only, the myth, the legend, Matthew Stafford.
Going with old Stafford, huh?
Well, I can't choose any Lions, so I'm going to choose the old one.
That's true.
All right, Kyle's pick is in for the running back.
Rico Dowdle. He's going to get me another 30 points back-to-back weeks.
All right. For my running back. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to. Nope, I can't go with that guy. Dang it. I might have taken him earlier in the season, but he's not on my eliminated board, so we're going to go with him. J.K. Dobbins.
Okay, J.K. J.K., J.K.
J.K., J.K.
For my wide receiver one, we are going to select Bears wide receiver against New Orleans, Rome Odunze.
Rome Odunze. I think I spelled that right. All right. For my wide receiver one, since Ladd McConkey's taking my wide receiver two, we are going to go with give me Stephon Diggs.
He's going to dig this time.
All right. On to Kyle's wide receiver number two.
Wide receiver two. We're going to go with good old Joe Flacco's new wide receivers. We're going to go with T. Higgins.
Give me T.
T. Higgins. Oh, why are you not typing?
Give me tea. Give me some tea.
Give me some tea. All right. Wide receiver number two pick is in for Alex. Ladd McConkey.
Ladd.
Back to Kyle for the tight ends.
Oh, yeah. I got to look at this now. Tight end. I have Kraft, Fannin, Ertz, Kelsey,
you
Kincaid.
Have turned your mic up so loud.
It's because I just leaned in on it. I went like this. Let's see. I got Kraft, Fannin, Ertz,
like
Kelsey.
It sounded like you just like turned up your mic like so loud. I was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I haven't even touched it. Let's go with, it's a tough one. Who have I not picked? I want a nice home game. Let's go with don't think I've picked him. Let me double check. Let's go with TJ Hockenson.
TJ.
Give me some Hockenson sauce.
Hockenson. All right, for my tight end, all right, I got to see who I've got eliminated. Okay. Careful now. Easy now. Make sure we get someone we want. I'm pretty sure I picked him earlier in the season. And since you have the quarterback, hopefully he's going to be linking up with this guy.
Now, is there two Monday
night games? Zach Ertz.
There's two Monday night games, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Texans, Seahawks.
Yeah, Seattle. Yep, Seattle and Houston.
Yeah. Well, sorry. Forgot about that one.
We're good either way.
We're fine. We haven't chose a Seahawk or a Texan. All right, flex position.
Flex, we're going to go with Chargers. Number one running back now with Amarian Hampton out. We're going with Kamani Vidal.
Vidal. Wow. Vidal. All right. For my flex position, because I had to look up how to spell Kamani. Give me a second.
Kimani.
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 Have I gotten him? Is he off my board? I would like that, but gosh. Oh, let me go with the running back for the New England Patriots. Travion Henderson.
Henderson.
All right, defense and special teams or kicker there, Kyle?
Let's go with defense.
Okay.
Give me the Kansas City Chiefs defense at home against the Raiders.
Kansas City. All right, for my defense and special teams. Oh, boy. Let me get the Pittsburgh Steelers defense against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Should be pretty good there. For my kicker, I'm going to take a dome kicker playing at home against Washington, Brandon Aubrey.
You said Sam Rogers?
Brandon Aubrey.
Brandon, oh, sorry. I'd misheard that completely. I'm like, who the hell?
Close.
Who the heck is Sam Rogers?
Wasn't even close.
Wasn't even close to what I said.
Sam Rogers. Who the hell is Sam Rogers?
I know, right?
Just a random name.
Just a random name that Alex heard for no reason. Go to B.
Go to B now. Just go to B.
All right. For my pick. Oh, I'm gonna try and go with that high scoring game that you were talking about earlier there, Kyle. But I'm gonna go with the other team's kicker, Michael Badley. Michael
Okay. Bad,
Bagley.
bad, badly,
Badly.
badly. Oops, I didn't mean to do that.
All right.
Error, error.
Error, error. What's going on? You good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Error, error.
All right, all right. So
Back to
for
quarterbacks. Oh
Taco
no, it's still our
Quartz,
teams.
EBDB, B&B, got Matthew Stafford, J.K. Dobbins, Stephon Diggs, and returning at wide receiver number two, Ladd McConkey. Tight end is Zach Ertz. Flex is Trevion Henderson. Defense and special teams is Pittsburgh. And the kicker is Michael Badley.
Bag Badgley.
Badley.
Badgley. For Nib High Football rules, quarterback we have Jaden Daniels. At running back we have Rico Dowdle. Wide receiver one we have Rome Odunze. Wide receiver two we have T. Higgins. At tight end we have T.J. Hockenschoss. And then my flex is Kimani Vidal. My defense is the Kansas City Chiefs going up against the Vegas Raiders. And then at my kicking spot I got Brandon Aubrey.
Very nice, very nice.
QB
All
time,
right,
and
QB
Alex is up
time
first now.
for Alex. Well, since you took the QB I really wanted this week, and I always have to scramble, 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 scramble all over the place. Let me get Darth Vader himself, A Rod,
Aaron.
A Rod.
Oh, that's not a bad pick. We're going with a bounce back game because
Ratchets.
he's playing at home against the Carolina Panthers. We're going with Justin Fields.
All right, for running back. Oh boy. I wanted this guy. I was looking at him. I was hoping that I'd get him before you, because you know what? I think he's gonna score more points. Give me JCM.
Jacory.
Jacory Kruski Merritt, please.
Let's see, have I taken him yet? I don't think I have. What about Ham? I like that matchup.
Ham. Ham, mac and cheese.
All right, for my running back, we're gonna go with the Cleveland Browns legend himself, Quinshon Judkins, playing at home against Miami.
Queen Joan. Junkins. All right, for wide receiver, number one. Do. Man. This is gonna be a tough
Getting to the
one,
bottom of the barrel already.
but I think I should just go with him, 'cause I got the quarterback on my other team, so why not? Give me Davante Adams.
Good old Devontae. All right, for my wide receiver one, we're gonna go with Denver's number one wide receiver, Courtland Sutton.
Courtland Sutton. All right, for wide receiver number two. Let's see here. Gosh, I lost it. All right, since he's on this team, and I've got the quarterback, give me DK Metcalf. I was just trying to catch up. That's all he's trying to do over here.
DK. I'm just going through some scrubs, trying to find me a scrub to play. All right, I found him. There's my nerd. Wide receiver two. We've got Vikings number two wide receiver, Jordan Addison.
Very nice. Like that. Like that little dig. Little dig.
Little dig. Little dig.
A little bit of a dig there. Okay. Let me get. I don't know, man. This is quite a dig for me here.
It's getting tough when you get the tight end.
Getting very tough. Very, very tough. Let's go with just throwing some darts out here. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but whatever. Give me Dalton Schultz.
Dalton Schultz. All right, with him taking Dalton Schultz, I am going to take the Cowboys tight end, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Give me Jake Ferguson.
Jake.
Jake.
Give me Jake.
Let's find me a scrub to play a flex.
All right, flex. The flakes.
The flakes.
See here. We are going to go with. You know what? It's another big name. Xavier Worthy.
Xavier Worthy.
I think I took him earlier in the season, and I didn't use his points at all because he didn't do anything. And he literally just scored his first touchdown last night against the Lions for the whole season.
It's fair.
I think it's about time to pick the guy.
I don't think I've taken him this year, and he's kind of been me. Let me double check. No. Yep. All right. So, and never mind. That is a Monday night football game.
And never mind. It's Monday night football game. Can't pick them.
As I went through the lineup. All righty then. I don't think I've taken him yet either, though. So let's look. Nope. All right. So for my flex, we're going to go with Vegas as number one wide receiver. He's had a mid-year, but it's a flex, so we'll see what happens. We're going to go with Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby.
Jacoby.
Hey, and the Red Wings win 3-2.
Yep. It's back-to-back. It's about and over Toronto.
Back to back over Toronto. Suck at Toronto. All right. Defense and special teams. I am going to go with. I mean. I feel good about their matchup, but it's not saying it's a good matchup. But they're at home. Give me Jacksonville against the Rams.
Old Jacksonville.
Well, the thing is like Puka could be potentially hurt and not play this game. So kind of gives it a little, you know, advantage to Jacksonville there. So
let's hope he plays, because I have him on like every football team. For my defense, we're going to go with the Chicago Bears.
Chicago.
New Orleans. And I just picked him up in our league as well.
Nice. All right. Kicker. Might as well. I have him on our sleeper team. I've picked him about three times already. Just kidding. I've only twice. His name is back here. It's Brandon.
McAnus is back.
McManus.
McAnus is back.
He's back.
And you know what? Just throw a guy that I've taken before also that never sticks. Give me Harrison Butker against Brandon McAnus.
Because he completely botched the kick last night. Good Lord, that was crazy, Harrison. What's going on, yep, buddy? I was like, whoa.
Back to the well.
Whoa. All right. All right, for the Sarcastic Balls, I've got Aaron Rodgers starting at QB, JCM, Jacoby, Kroski, Merritt, for the running back. Wide receiver one is Devontae Adams. Wide receiver number two, DK Metcalf. Tight end is Dalton Schultz. In the flex is Xavier Worthy. At defense is Jacksonville. And kicking is Brandon McManus. McAnus.
There it is. Terry Silver's team. Here we go. We have a quarterback, Justin Fields, at running back. We've got Quinshon Judkins. Wide receiver number one, I have Cortland Sutton. At wide receiver number two, I have Jordan Addison. At tight end, we have Jake Ferguson. At flex, we have Jacoby Myers. At defense special teams, we have the Chicago Bears taking on the Saints. And at kicker, we've got Harrison Butker.
Very nice.
We are locked and loaded.
We are locked and loaded for week seven. Getting close.
Alex has
got to
get a green tile on that side over there.
Yeah, I know. I need another win.
You get some green dashes over there.
For sure. Getting very close. Next week is a very, very big week for us, Kyle. A lot of buys. You have one, two, three, four, five teams on bye, and we won't be able to choose from two playing on Monday.
I got to put the high score one in a different color.
It's got to be. It's going to be crazy. Here, I got it. Let's not do it.
So we know which one's the high score.
Yeah, do that.
Beautiful. Oh, what just happened? Shit. Got to get it out. We are back in.
Going back into
the best
segment of the whole thing.
That we know nothing about.
That we know nothing about, but we keep trying. We keep just throwing money and, you know.
We keep trying.
It's all right. Trying. So, all right, I have a question. Is your winnings thing a week-by-week thing? It's not just, like, complete total?
Total. I'm keeping it up total.
Oh, I thought it was like
I was at zero.
I was thinking like week. We just go week by week. Like we did 10 on, like, you know, basically going into next week, we're already 50, 60, 70 bucks down. Right.
I just started from 2 weeks ago where I was, and I was like, after last week, I was at $0, and then this week now I'm at -30 because.
All right. I think we will do better doing that, because I had this thought process. I think it would be better doing that if we just do it a week by week thing, where we're going in with -$70, $10 on each of our five singles, so that's 50 right there, $10 into each of our parlays, so that makes it 70 total, right? So each of your parlay will win back, you know, let's say $5. I don't know what do you want to call it. Like, I mean, it's usually at 100, so it's $10 right back to you.
Well, we can do it that way. I was just going to keep track of the total winnings anyways because it's easy. It's because we already written them down on our parlays, and then our singles are basically one for one.
Yeah. But I think if we just do it week by week instead of a complete overall of everything from the whole season, it'll be easier.
Well, that's what see doing it overall is fun because it makes the parlay.
I would love to do overall, but I can't go all the way back right now.
I didn't go. I mean, you're fair. You can start at zero right now.
Yeah,
I'm at negative 30.
Well,
so it's fair. Like you can start at zero.
Well, I'm not trying to say I'm starting at zero. Well, it's just like next week I'm going to be like, all right, this is how much I've won, how much I've lost.
But you got to look at it this way. You're at 28-19 overall on your singles.
I can look at what I did last week. I went 3-2, so I won $30 back, but I still lost $20, $30, $40, $50. So I'm $20 under, really, from this week.
But you got to look at the wins on your singles.
Yeah, no.
Your singles wins were two of them were pluses. Two of them were pluses. Plus 125 and plus 140.
Well, no, for next week. Yeah, that's what that is.
That's next week's.
Yeah, that's next week's. No, last week's. I just if I won, I won. If I lost, I lost.
Just pick a number, or just start with me because I feel like we're pretty much even. So just start at negative 30 with me after this.
All right.
It's easy to keep track of.
No, it's not. Not for me.
We have the parlays written down there already.
I know that. But
so
like
if you win, you just add that money in. But if you lose, it's just $10.
It's just $10
on each one.
It's just $10.
It's just figuring out your singles. It's figuring out your singles. So basically, like if it's a minus one, I'm not even going back in there and going crazy. If it's like a minus 105 to minus 115 ish somewhere in there,
yeah,
I'm just counting it's $10 as $10. So if I won it, I won $10. If I lost, I lost $10. If it's a plus 120, that's when you're looking at, like, you doubled it, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyways. So
it's basically just a one for one.
I still have yet to do it, Kyle. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problem was gambling. Helpline. Well, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
But... yeah, so I did not have a great season or week. I went 2-for-3 in my singles. That put me at 21 and 22 overall.
Like I said earlier, I went 3-for-2, so just slightly better.
Yeah, the two I hit were UCLA plus 7.5 versus Michigan State at minus 108. And then I hit the Texas minus 3 over Oklahoma, which was at minus 105. So those two basically just paid for my loss on my parlays.
Nice.
And then... my losses, I had NC State plus 22.5 versus Notre Dame at minus 110. I lost that one. I had Alabama minus 3.5 versus Missouri at minus 105. I lost that by a half point. Then I had the Illinois plus 15.5 versus Ohio State at minus 110, and I lost that one.
Mm. Hate to see it.
Yep.
Yeah, so my top five singles, like I said, 3-for-2. I started hitting on hockey here. I got Avs money line over the Kings. I got that win. I took the Bruins money line over the Caps. I got that win. Rangers money line over the Sabres because I bet on the Rangers twice here, really. That one was a win, where the other one was a loss, unfortunately, the other one being in my parlay. Red Wings money line over the Canadiens, that lost. Unfortunately, and then Lions money line over the Chiefs that also lost. Not great.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
Very, very tough. Very tough.
For my upcomings, so my upcoming singles. My first one, I have Ole Miss plus 6.5 versus Georgia, and that's at minus 110. I like the spread on that one. I think Ole Miss has actually looked really good this year, and I think they have a chance they, if not upset Georgia, so I like that one. I have Clemson at minus 9.5 versus SMU. That is at minus 108. I love how Clemson's been playing the last 2 weeks. They've kind of like, I feel like they woke up almost. They've like starting to blow out teams like we thought Clemson would do. So I think they're going to blow out SMU. I'm taking the Michigan minus 5.5 at home against Washington Huskies. That's at minus 110. I think Michigan needs to have a bounce back game and kind of like a statement game, as you will, at least for the coaches and players. So I think they can beat them by at least a touchdown. I have the Jags money line over the Rams at plus 124. I like the Jags at home against the Rams just because it's West Coast going to East Coast. Those games are hard to win. So and Jags have looked good this year, so I'm just going to take Jags at home. And I'm getting plus money on it. It seems pretty easy bet for me.
No.
I'm taking the Brewers money line tonight against the Dodgers at plus 128. So I like them playing at home game one. I think they could pull off at least game one. So, and I get plus money on it. So I'm taking that one at plus 128.
I like that. I'm actually agreeing with you and kind of following you in suit with the Brewers money line over the LA Dodgers with the plus 125. Yep. I've got that in my top five singles as well. I've got Bruins money line over the Tampa Bay Lightning at plus 140. Bruins are actually at home for this game. So this could, you know, be a statement game for the Bruins, because if they do win this game, it's a very big win for them. And
yep,
they need it in almost every way possible, really. Florida Panthers money line over Philadelphia is at negative 145. I kind of like how that is, just a little higher, like negative wise, I guess. I mean,
yeah,
that's why I thought it would be like, I like, you know, yeah. I thought it would be like more like 150 or 160, but still. Yeah. Cowboys money line over Washington plus 125. Kind of like that with them being at home. I know Jaden Daniels is good. Go in there and make a statement for Washington and
they make some noise.
But yeah, Cowboys have played some really good football lately, so it's going to be an interesting game. So
they haven't won them, but they played good.
Yeah.
So
Vikings money line over Philadelphia sitting at plus 130. I like that. So yeah.
Playing at home, so it's at least you get at home.
Yep. Honorable mention is LSU money line over Vandy Kyle. I'm agreeing you with that hit right there, the plus 120. Yep. It's gonna be a good one. It should be.
Yep.
Good
I
money
like
right there.
I like that number there. For anything goes parlay. So last week, I went 2-1, but so I lost my parlay overall.
Yep.
I had UGA. I had Georgia minus 3.5 versus Auburn. That was a hit. I had Michigan money line over USC, which was at plus 105, and that was my miss, because then I had the Chiefs money line versus Lions. So I lost it last week. It put me to 0-9 on my Anything Goes parlay. It's been fantastic. So why not go even harder? I'm taking all pluses besides, or I'm taking two pluses, plus money ones and one minus money one. So my first one, I'm taking Georgia Tech over Duke at plus 124. I really like that plus odds, and Georgia Tech's a really good team. Even though it's at Duke, I think Georgia Tech can beat them. Like yours on your honorable mention, that's part of my Anything Goes. I have the LSU money line over Vandy. I think they're just a better team than Vanderbilt, even though it's in Nashville. I'd still take LSU over it. And you get plus money, so that's at plus 120.
Oh yeah.
I circled that one. I had that was like a must bet on at least. And then to tie those together, I threw in the Toronto money line tonight against Seattle at minus 132. After they lost game one, I feel like they need to come back and win game two. This is kind of like a must-win game for Toronto to keep this series close. So with those three combined, I got a plus 736, so $10 will pay out 83 bones.
Nice. I really like that. Really like that. Yep. For tonight's Anything Goes parlay, it literally is tonight, Kyle. I'm going for a sports, what do we call it? The Equinox. Anything Goes parlay here.
Oh.
Get ready. You got Verhage.
Here we go.
Anytime goal scorer at plus 215.
Goal scorer in time.
Christian Yelich with one or more RBIs at plus 237 for tonight. And then JCM anytime TD tonight at negative 160. It is a good total odd of plus 1625. $10 pays. Oof. $172.
He's trying to make his money back here now. He's trying to get his money back on this board.
That's going for the Equinox tonight, there. Buddy. Going for the Equinox today. We're going for it.
He's going big on this one.
Going very big, going for the Equinox. I feel good about it. All the sports are here. Got to get at least everything, every piece of sport I could get in there.
I like it, though. That's a pretty cool bet.
I mean,
We're going on to the same game parlays now, and I should have hit mine last week. I was so close. I was right on the line.
Sorry, I missed my anything goes parlay last week by Rangers losing to the Pens. Avs won. Florida won.
Yep.
Rangers
and
lost.
And you lost on the Rangers. So my same game, I had Yankees money line versus Jays. I hit it. I had a Judge home run, anytime home run, and he hit that three-run tying home run. Hit it. And then I lost on the Carlos Rodon 5 strikeouts, which was like a -138. It was like a bare minimum bet for him just to tie it in, and I lost it on that. Sucks. Put me at 2-7. At least I got two wins on those. For this week, I have tonight's game, Buffalo Bills against the Atlanta Falcons. So I bought some points onto the spread. So I know the original spread, I think, is like -6.5. So I adjusted it to have a Bills -1.5 versus the Falcons. So glorified money line at -195. I have a Josh Allen 2+ touchdowns at -133. And then I have Keon Coleman to have 50 or more receiving yards at +136 to give me a +395. So not a big odds one, but I need to get on the board here with one of these. So $10 pays me $50.
Yep. I've got a little bit easier one upcoming for my same guard parlay where my last one didn't hit at all. No Travis Etienne 70 yards, no Travis Etienne touchdown, and the Chiefs lost. And that made me feel better about last night's game with the Chiefs losing to the Jags. Yep. And I was like, okay, we could probably beat them too. Nope. No, we did not. Anyways, going into tonight's game, I've got the Atlanta Falcons, Buffalo Bills game two for same game parlay, but I'm going a little different route, Kyle. I've got Bijan Robinson anytime TD with -175. I've got Josh Allen over 1.5 passing touchdowns as well at -130. And then James Cook over 71.5 rushing yards at -118. Small total of +375. $10 will pay out $47.
I like that. Yeah, it's a simple one. Simple one.
It's simple. It's simple.
My don't bet on it, going right back to the well, even though I put money on it already. Don't bet on the international game. So don't bet on the Jags and Rams game.
Don't bet on the Jags and Rams game.
Look how yesterday's games went. Like, they weren't good. They were just not fun to watch, hard to bet on. So, I'd be curious to see how the Jags and Rams play this weekend.
That's definitely a for sure thing. Yeah, that's literally what I said too. Don't bet on Jags Rams. All right. Bringing on home with Homeward Bound now.
Homeward time.
Good review. All right. Brian Branch, the new Dominican Sioux.
Yeah, he just went off on him. Start throwing lefts and throwing haymakers left and right.
Like, I don't – I'm sorry. This is the one guy I don't like being on the team. I know he does a good job. I know
he's a head case. He is a head case. Like, it's not the first time he's done this crap either.
Like, no, this is not. And I'm just like, we really can't get somebody that can play football better than him.
Yeah, a safety that just doesn't go crazy.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, Lions played good. It just wasn't good enough for that week. That was a tough task for them to go into Kansas City and win. That's a tough place to win. So not much you can ask for. I mean, you're still one of the top teams. It'll probably be it could be a Super Bowl rematch. You never know. So
never know.
You move on. Packers had a must win against the Bengals.
They got a good win against Cincinnati. That was solid.
Can't lose that one. They couldn't lose that one like they lost to the Browns. So they had to win that game. So it keeps them up there with the Lions in the standings. And then we have Panthers win again.
Going back up their roller coaster. Going back up.
Yeah.
I think
Yeah, I think the Panthers are just going to go undefeated at home because that's like all their wins have just literally been their home game. So
that could be betting odds here. Yeah.
Yeah. When they play at home, put money on them because it's like that's their only times they can win.
That's a good take right there.
Yeah, all their games have been at home that they've won, so and they've looked good when they play at home. So keep an eye on that one for future bets coming up.
All right, Wolverines need a better offensive plan.
Yeah, they just look pathetic in general. Their defense didn't show up whatsoever. They needed a better defensive plan. A team that literally...
Better offensive plan and defensive plan and special teams plan. All around.
I mean, the defense, it was just infuriating. It was... Their offensive game plan was run the ball, screen pass, throw a seam to the tight end. The three plays. And not once did we cover a screen pass. Just let them run all over the edge and then not cover a seam pass. Like, the three plays they were running all game was a wide receiver screen, run to the outside, run a seam pass, or throw a seam pass. Didn't cover it. They just would have kept playing soft coverage the whole game. It's like the Michigan defense looked pathetic. The coaching issue, once again, is becoming glaring now. When they play good teams against a good coach, they looked out-coached and outplayed. So... we'll see. I mean, I had them. I pegged them losing this game anyway. So bottom line is, it's I had them losing. I just wish they played better and lost, not just kind of get blown out, which was pretty. It was basically a blowout. So, move forward.
Yeah, catch some more balls. Do better.
Yeah, yeah. Just move on, learn from it, and get better. It's the only thing you can do. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. Wolfpack got smacked by Notre Dame.
But now they're moving on to a bye week.
They did look good in the first half.
It was tied. It was tied.
Yeah.
At the end of the first half, it was crazy. And then just all of a sudden, I looked back and it was 38-10. I was like, "Holy crap! All right, never mind."
All right, never mind. Deeks, they got a big win at Oregon State. They actually go out to Oregon State and they win. Now they're going into a bye week with a pretty big win. Yep. Good vibes.
Good win for them. Yep. I know you're going. It's a terrible team, but it's hard to win on the West Coast. So it was a good win for them.
Very good win.
We don't have to talk about Yankees and Tigers. They're done. So,
well, three batters going 0-6. Two batters going 0-5. That's not good.
I mean, your only batter was
Carpenter. I just want to tear him apart right now. I want to tear the whole organization apart right now and just be like, what the heck right now.
And now it comes the question, can you keep Tariq?
Yep. Can we keep the guy, please?
Yep.
Yep. That's all I had.
Red Wings.
At least. Yep.
Red Wings?
Red Wings. Mediocre start.
Bad first night.
Terrible
first. I was okay with the first night because it was most of the goals were just fluke goals. They just gave up too many odd man rushes. Definitely turned around game two. They looked much better game two. It was a rough start to the beginning of game two, but they stuck in there, came and won, and then they won again tonight. So they just have a tough schedule to start the season.
Because they got to play the Panthers on Wednesday. play the Panthers on Wednesday.
Here you go. Here's their schedule for the upcoming games. They've got Panthers at home, Lightnings at home, Oilers at home. They literally got to play just nothing but playoff teams. And then you got Buffalo at Buffalo. Then you go to New York. Then you get the Blues, Kings. Then you have the Ducks finally and the Sharks. But, yeah, they're from next – it was great that they won these first two games against Toronto because those are you kind of needed that going into having to play Florida and Tampa Bay, but the Oilers.
Oh yeah.
Luckily they get to play these next three playoff games basically at home. So Panthers, Lightning, and Oilers are all at home. So
hey, at least
keep playing. They look good.
At least they're coming to visit.
And they look good.
Yeah, and then Canes start their regular season with a big win, but they find themselves in overtime. In two different games. One's a win and one's a loss.
Yeah.
Don't know how to feel about that. I mean, they're still going to be the Canes, though.
No, the Canes look good. I mean, they should have won game two.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Pistons, they have two more games, Kyle, in the preseason. And then they start the regular season next Tuesday against the Bulls. So... get ready for me to start talking more basketball.
Basketball time.
Yeah.
Hey, we're getting close to college basketball time too.
Getting very, very close. Wrexham, they come to a draw in the newly acquainted Hollywood Derby against Birmingham.
Okay.
Why it's called the Hollywood Derby is because the other team is owned by Tom Brady. Still don't know why it's called the Hollywood Derby.
The Hollywood Derby.
Hollywood.
All right. Hey, you got in 12 days. 12 days. That's it. Michigan basketball is back on the court for a scrimmage against St. John's.
Gotta love it. Gotta love a good scrimmage.
Yep.
All right. That has been episode 10 of season 2. Hope you guys like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Dobis.
Y'all have a good rest of your day. Peace.